I was asked the following question, whether it's proper to take advantage of a price mistake. Think about 10 years ago, Al Al made a mistake that they acknowledged. There's a whole discussion whether it was appropriate to take advantage of it or not. But in general, let's say something that normally costs $500, like an airline ticket, you find for $100, and let's say it's a clear price mistake. Is it proper to take advantage of that price mistake? So if we're talking about a Jew, I think it's definitely forbidden. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Reish Chaf Zayin Sifalev says, Asur Lahonos Chaveiro, Bein Bemekcho, Bein Bemimkaro. You're not allowed to take advantage. It's Ona. You can't overcharge or undercharge, or buy for the under the set price of the item. So if you know for sure that something's a mistake, then you have the responsibility to not you're it's not proper to take advantage of that mistake. The issue is, what about if we're dealing with, let's say, a non-Jewish seller, a non-Jewish company, because the source of the prohibition of ona'a seems to be to someone about Amisecha. Seems to be maybe the midst of the prohibition of Ona has to be with a Jew. And there is a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Shin Mem Ches, If Beis, which says that there's another prohibition, which is Lo Tiknovu, you're not allowed to steal. However, says the Ramah, Taos Obe Kochavim, that if a non-Jew makes a certain type of financial mistake, like he gets the calculation wrong and perhaps he gives you more money than you should have, then that is permitted, it's mutter. So that would seem to indicate that maybe if the price mistake was created by the non-Jew, it would be permitted to take advantage of that mistake. That being said, it's not so simple for a number of reasons. Number one, if we're dealing with a Chilul Hashem, the Ramah writes that it's usur. If there's a Chilul Hashem, then you are not allowed to take advantage of that mistake. The Yerushalmi writes a story of Shimon ben Shattach. Shimon Shattach found a jewel that was owned by a non-Jew who was an idol worshiper and a thief. But Rav Shimon Shattach told his students that they should return the jewel. This is Yerushalmi Bava Metzia, Perek Beis Halacha Hey. And he said that, why should he do that? Because upon hearing that the Jew returned the jewel to the non to this idol worshiper, the idol worshiper said, Brich Elohan de Yehudai Magar, Kol Hadein Alma, blessed is the merciful God of the Jews. So it's a Kiddush Hashem. And in fact, the Ber HaGola in Siman Shin Mem Ches, Sif Katan Hey, writes that if someone returns a lost object to a star worshiper, to an Akum, to sanctify God's name, Kadesh Yisrael Bali Amuna Reza Meshubach, that if he returns it, and therefore the star worshippers sanctifies God's name, because he does it, I'm sorry, that the star worshipper, the pagan, glorifies the Jewish people and says, oh, what a wonderful nation that the members of this nation return lost object. This is praiseworthy. So if we're dealing with a situation where there'll be a potential Chilul Hashem, if you don't alert the company to the price mistake, or there could be a Kiddush Hashem if you do alert, then it would seem that it is proper and might even be required to advise the person or the company of the price mistake. There's another reason why you should inform the person of a price mistake, even if the seller is a non-Jew. And perhaps many modern-day poskim hold like the Me'iri. What does the Me'iri hold? The Me'iri holds that many of the Talmudic discriminatory practices against Akum, against star worshippers like Tos Akum, do not apply to modern-day ethical Gentiles. They only apply to the pagans in the time of the Gemara, the times of the Talmud. So therefore, the whole leniency of Tos Akum being permitted would not apply to modern-day Gentiles. And there's, of course, the most basic reason why you should alert someone to a price mistake, whether it's a Jew or non-Jew, because not alerting the person to a price mistake would seem to violate the midos of emes and yashrus, of being trustworthy, of being someone who is upright. And therefore, the proper thing would be to advise the person of the price mistake. That being said, it's not always clear when something is a price mistake. Most items and most services do not have a set price. For one reason or another, a company may charge different prices for a particular item or service, perhaps in order to fill up seats on a plane or to get rid of an overabundance of items that it has. As such, many situations which may at first glance seem to be price mistakes might not be price mistakes at all. And in these situations, unless you know that it's a price mistake, if it's reasonable to assume that it's not a price mistake, you can take advantage of this major discrepancy in price. So again, it's proper not to take advantage of a price mistake, but many situations in which we think something is a price mistake is really not a price mistake.